is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House this hour. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz says they have plenty to talk about.
Rightly, our discussions will be focused on the future of Gaza, the destruction of Hamas, and of course, getting our folks out.
CBS's Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
I think the top line is going to be how Israel is implementing phase two of the ceasefire hostage negotiation deal that was brokered under the Biden administration, but of course, up to the Trump administration to carry out.
Democrats are promising a fight over Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Democrats are set to push legislation called Stop the Steal to prevent what he calls unlawful meddling in the Treasury system.
Whatever DOGE is doing, it's not democracy.
But Senate Majority Leader John Thune says DOGE and Congress will work with the Trump administration
to find ways to spend less, to spend more effectively.
Some federal unions are suing over DOGE's access to sensitive records. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
RFK Jr.'s nomination for health secretary is on its way to the full Senate after today's Finance Committee vote.
Mr. Chairman, the final tally was 14 ayes, 13 nays.
Another committee advanced the nomination of Tulsi Gabbard for Director of National Intelligence. The FBI has given the Justice Department a list of 5,000 agents and employees who worked on the investigations into President Trump. CBS's Scott McFarland tells us some agents have filed a lawsuit.
That they're being questioned and scrutinized for their roles in the January 6th investigation is sending a message that they have to be careful what investigation they take next, that they may have to be careful not to take a case that may displease President Trump.
Some federal agencies are in limbo after last week's funding freeze. CBS's Matt Piper reports some Head Start programs are still struggling.
The worry is that Head Start, where low-income kids are in preschool programs, will begin to shutter because of a lack of funds.
I'm very concerned about Head Start's future.
Joel Ryan is with the Washington State Association of Head Start.
I've described it to people as sort of a rolling blackout, where there are some Head Start programs, depending on the time of day, are able to draw down their federal dollars while others aren't.
He thinks there's a Trump administration agenda to cut services for low-income families. Matt Piper, CBS News.
2 days after the shocking trade that sent NBA star Luka Doncic from Dallas to the Lakers, he met the LA media today.
I'm just excited, you know, to be here to start this new journey. And obviously, at some point I knew this was going to happen, but I would say I always take the high road.
Some Dallas fans protested the trade with a mock funeral. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha High School was swatted today. Bradford High School went on lockdown this morning after false reports of a shooting involving an AR-15. Police say they confirmed there was no threat and that they're investigating where the call came from. People in the area will have a chance tomorrow to weigh in on the We Energy's proposal for a natural gas power plant in Kenosha County. The Public Service Commission will host two sessions, one at 2, one at 6, at the Union Grove Village Hall. The proposal is for a 128-megawatt facility. The strange story about what happened at a Racine school yesterday is up at RacineCountyEye.com. The name of the man arrested is now known, plus more about his arrest. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election is underway. Voters can check myvote.wi.gov to see their ballot and to find voting locations. Racine is again observing Transit Equity Day by reserving a seat on each ride Racine bus. It's in honor of Rosa Parks, highlighting her role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight. Lows drop into the lower 20s. Snow developing for Wednesday, maybe some sleet or freezing drizzle. Any accumulations of ice or snow will be very minor for us. Highs low 30s. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Hits WRJM. And anytime we want to talk about space, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
How are we doing?
I am doing pretty good, though there's some thoughts that maybe a part of the Earth might not be.
Oh?
Yes, there's been some news lately about an asteroid with the very exciting name 2024 YR4, and it has a chance of hitting the Earth in 2032.
Oh, we got plenty of time to figure this out.
Yes.
Or do we?
We do have. This has been making the news because it has triggered the first stage of our planetary defense measures, because it has a greater than 1% chance of hitting the Earth.
Is this like a life-ending size? I mean, this is like a dinosaur-killing size?
This is not a dinosaur-killing size. No, this would be effectively a nuke. So potentially city destroying if it were to hit a city. The thing is, most of the Earth is water. So even if it were to hit the Earth, we would be working to figure out where it would hit, because if it were to just hit the ocean, then no big deal.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you talk about tsunamis and stuff. I mean,
sure. No big deal is maybe a bit of an understatement there, but it would not be, you know, all of a sudden we have to worry about, you know, Chicago getting hit by an asteroid.
Okay.
But the big thing to think about here is that, you know, you hear, oh, it's triggered our planetary defense stuff. Really, that first level of planetary defense is figure out specifically where it's going, because, you know, we don't know its orbit 100% yet. We have a range of places that it could be going, and some of those orbits end up hitting the Earth. And over the past month or so, that probability has been going up as we have eliminated more and more orbits. But that is also expected, because as you eliminate orbits, that means that really, if I said that I had 1,000 orbits and, you know, 10 of those hit the Earth, and then as I start getting rid of some of them, all of a sudden I've got 500 orbits and 10 of those hit the Earth. Mm-hmm. That probability has gone up. But eventually we expect to get to the point where we start eliminating some of those 10 orbits that might hit the Earth. This happens relatively frequently, every few years or so, where something will come up and the probability will start going up as, oh, it's going to hit the Earth. And then all of a sudden we eliminate all at once, all 10 of those orbits that could hit the Earth. So as of right now, I would say something not to immediately worry about.
Well, if it's 2032, I'm not immediately going to be worrying about it yet anyway, but somebody better be. As long as it's not me, somebody better be.
There are people on this.
Okay. So was this recently discovered, or have we known about this for a while?
So that is actually where the name comes from. 2024YR4 tells us the first four digits tells us the year it was discovered. Mm-hmm. And the Y in YR4 is telling us that it was discovered in the second half of December. So the year is split up into 24 half months. And each is assigned a letter, and Y being the last half month. Gotcha. So this is a fairly recent discovery, yes.
All right. Are you going to keep an eye on it for us?
Absolutely.
And are you going to deflect it? Is that the plan, to deflect it if it's going to be on a collision course with Earth?
Yeah, that might end up being the plan if it does end up being on a collision course with the Earth. But it also depends, you know, again, where specifically it's going to hit, if it looks like it would break up in the atmosphere to an extent where it wouldn't cause big tsunamis. But deflection certainly is an option.
And we've proven now we can do that.
Yes, there was a mission a few years ago that was a demonstration of our ability to do that. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, 2032 is far enough out where we would be able to pull something like that off. If it were a, you know, it's going to hit next month sort of situation, then we would move on to blow it up. Yeah, but if 2032, we would just knock it out of position.
All right. Don't go watch the movie Don't Look Up then, because that'll just scare the bejesus out of you.
All right. There goes my movie night.
All right. There's Teddy Vollman. He keeps us up to date on all things space. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN. Yeah.
the Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Looking for romance, saw Bob Moran, so I thought I'd take a chance with Bob Moran.
Morrison and Domino on WRJN. I want you to mark your calendar for February 22nd in downtown Racine. It's the Chili Ice Walk. There's going to be 10 locations serving chili. That's always fun. There's going to be ice sculpting going on. There's going to be a scavenger hunt for the kids. It's all from noon till 4 that day, Saturday, February 22nd in downtown Racine. Learn more by clicking the Racine Downtown link at our website at WRJN.com.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at RasmussenDiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmussen Diamonds, Racine's jeweler since 1900.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Take a break from the daily grind and treat yourself to something sweet at the Peach Cobbler Factory. Delight in a variety of cobblers, each topped with vanilla bean ice cream. From timeless peach to indulgent cherry and decadent caramel apple, there's a flavor to satisfy every craving. Enjoy freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls served in-house through the drive-thru or at your next birthday party or special event with signature catering options. When winter's chill bites, nothing warms the soul like a stop at the Peach Cobbler Factory, open every day at noon.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield. For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Oh!
summer night.
Scene's home for local news and timeless hints, WRJN. Well, a guy in the UK was fined for blowing his nose while his van was stopped. The guy wiped his nose with a handkerchief while stuck in traffic, but when the traffic cleared, he was pulled over by police who told him he had not been in control of his vehicle.
What?
Anybody here?
told me I could. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. With recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks and on-site reporting with the Packers, Mike is on every hour weekdays. You can see the entire weekly sports lineup on demand at WRJN.com. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart Shea Waddles. People in the area will have a chance tomorrow to weigh in on the We Energies proposal for a natural gas power plant in Kenosha County. The Public Service Commission will host two sessions, one at 2, one at 6, at the Union Grove Village Hall. The proposal is for a 128-megawatt facility. It's said to be part of We Energies' $2 billion investment in natural gas. It has sparked debate over the potential environmental impact. A call came to Kenosha Police this morning saying there had been a shooting at Bradford High School. That call turned out to be false, but a lockdown did impact school operations. The grounds were searched. By noon, the situation was cleared, with investigators saying the school was the likely victim of a swatting call. If you can't make it today, you've got through the 16th to do it early. Today's the first day of early in-person voting in Wisconsin. Officially, the primary election day is on the 18th. On the ballot statewide are three names for the Department of Public Instruction position. Elsewhere, school board races and referendum questions. You can see your specific ballot at myvote.wi.gov. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky for tonight. Lows drop into the lower 20s. Snow developing for Wednesday, maybe some sleet or freezing drizzle. Any accumulations of ice or snow will be very minor for us. Highs low 30s. Currently it's 19 degrees.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And the perception that children seem to grow taller overnight is likely true. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin School of Veterinary Medicine in Madison placed sensors on the leg bones of lambs to monitor bone growth in the animals. 90% of bone growth occurred while the animals were sleeping or otherwise at rest. The study suggests that growth plates consisting of soft cartilage at the ends of bones become compressed when walking or standing, preventing growth. So, when lying down, the pressure on the growth plates is off and the bones elongate.
What?
news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sign up to receive the new weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state stories of the week, highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts, and profiles some local businesses, and has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Simply sign up at WRJN.com.
come up. Get it. Looking mighty now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, but on a finger, not in everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low help her. Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. Got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pump jinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red song. She's a devil with a blue red song. Hey, I say now.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Join us in welcoming Dan Marcus to our midday workday hours. Dan brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2. You can also hear some of his great interviews and stories from and about some of our 60s and 70s stars on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast at danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me, they seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Thank you. another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
The CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. While hosting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House, President Trump told reporters Palestinians displaced from Gaza should be permanently resettled somewhere else.
If we can get a beautiful area to resettle people permanently in nice homes and where they can be happy and not be shot, not be killed, not be knifed to death like what's happening in Gaza.
Egypt and Jordan have already rejected the resettlement idea. Netanyahu was asked about the next phase of the ceasefire with Hamas.